So we're going to switch gears a little bit now, Don, and talk a little bit more about your philosophy on hunting and some of the more social aspects, whether it's how other people perceive hunting and you obviously your name recognition and we're in the middle of a campaign and all that. And hunting is certainly a hot topic in the media. Do you worry that your hunting passion will be used against you or your dad's campaign?
Listen, hunting's one of those things that some people will understand and some people won't. I know, there's been stuff about me being a hunter in the past, and people try to make a horrible story out of it. But, when the New York Times is doing articles, multiple articles in the last 6 months about the benefits of hunting and conservation and everything associated therewith, I'm not really that worried. And, a couple times I've gone out there and been pretty public about it, rather than doing the, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll never do that again," kind of thing, when other people have been, brought out or tried to be exposed in a negative light as hunters. That's not my style. I don't run away from things. And so I've been pretty open about it. And, the irony of it is that while I thought it was going to be sort of a headache, and it's one of those things you still deal with, and it comes back from the anti-hunters a lot, I guess, to the hunting community and to the people that, really get it and understand, my response was a good one and a reasoned one. And people like the fact that I pointed out the benefits and the natural benefits of conservation and the importance of that and the importance that hunters have really held on, the preservation of our wild lands, on the wild fauna and flora throughout this country, and, how a lot of that's really there because of hunters. And so, some people are always going to have, a negative light on that, and you're never going to win some people over. My job is to really try to win over the guy that's, on the fence, that understands perhaps, both sides of the argument, but talk about it in a reasoned fashion where people can say, "Okay, you know what? I can get that. I understand." And trust me, being from New York City, there's a lot of people out here that, they couldn't even imagine it. And I've spent a lot of time trying to, bring people in the outdoors, and, usually do that on some sort of like upland, bird hunt or something, bring them out skeet shooting. And I've taken, dozens of people that have never held a firearm in their life, never even thought about it, and taken them out, got them the basics down, take them on a bird hunt. And literally not one of those people has ever said, "Wow, that wasn't the most amazing day. One of the most amazing days I've ever had." So I think there's an approach that if you can educate people on it, you can get them in there, you expose them to it a little bit, because it can be a little daunting to get into hunting for the first time. If you don't know what you're doing, you don't have a great mentor, you don't have someone that can sort of take you under their wing. But, I've done that for a lot of people because, like I said earlier in questions, the outdoors has been really good to me. It's kept me out of a lot of other trouble I probably would have gotten into. It's really the antithesis of the crazy life I live. On a daily basis, working, in this company, in this environment in New York City, it's been so good to me that I try to give back whenever possible. So, while there's always going to be controversy around it, I don't really shy away from that. And, people will either like it or they won't. But, again, I'm going to try to get that guy that hasn't made up his mind based on false information. But, that person that's somewhere in the middle, try to explain it to him in a reasoned fashion, expose it to him. In a way that they can get it and really see, how great it can be and how much of a family type event it can be. And, again, that's not even hunting and fishing alone. I mean, that's, any of the outdoor sports, bringing people into that and exposing them to it. It's just been amazing. So, it's been so good for me that I'm never going to shy away from it. I owe the outdoors way too much to try to do the usual apologize and hide thing. So, I've been pretty out there about it. And, ironically, being out there about it has exposed me to a lot of people who are passionate hunters that I've known for years. And sort of, again, it was a faux pas to talk about it at some sort of New York City cocktail party. And all of a sudden they found out I was a hunter. And then they're like, "Hey, Don, by the way, I'm going out waterfowling this weekend, or I'm going bow hunting this week. You want to join me?" And I mean, these are guys I've known for 10, 15 years that, they didn't know I was a hunter. I didn't know they were a hunter. There's actually a very large community about it. Oftentimes they're pretty quiet about it, but once you get in that circle, you realize how many more there are, and that, start getting them talking about it a little bit more and talking about the benefits of it. I think it's going to be great for the outdoors. I think it's going to be great for preservation of land, for preservation of animals. And so, again, I don't think there's enough I can do to promote, the outdoors, because it's important and it needs to be done.